Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, it's Veronica Hendricks, collard greens and caviar food blogger. How are you doing? Thank you for listening and joining me in the kitchen. It's so nice to have you with me, and it's so nice to be back in the kitchen. And if you haven't had a chance to check out my blog yet, you better pop over to collardgreensandcaviar.com for some great recipes and some food stories, because I am a food writer who loves to write about food and who loves to eat good food too. Thank you for joining me today. We are so happy. Many of us are happy across the nation because the stay-at-home orders are starting to be relaxed a little bit. Some of the restrictions are being relaxed, especially here in Los Angeles. So we are slowly getting there to whatever this new normal is. But I am just thankful that we have a few more liberties. But just be safe out there as they start to relax some of these orders. Be safe and be well. Now, I'm in the kitchen today because I wanted to make myself a little sweet treat. I'm really more of a savory cook. I love cooking savory entrees, but this time I wanted a little sweet treat for my heart and something that would satisfy my sweet tooth. Not too sweet, but, you know, something that would really kind of get me where I want to be in terms of enjoying a dessert. So today I'm going to make a lemon bread, so I'm glad you're in the kitchen with me. Now, lemons are everywhere. I think this is lemon season. They are so abundant. In fact, there is a lemon tree that I see every time that I take my walk around the neighborhood. I get out and take about a 3-mile walk. And there's a particular point in my walk where I pass this home and there's this large lemon tree whose branches are growing over the fence. I mean, I could literally reach up and pull a lemon off the tree, but you know, I don't do that. But I was taking a walk about a day or so ago and I decided that I was gonna make this recipe, and I said, maybe I'll grab a lemon or two. You know, I need a few for this recipe. And as I'm approaching the area where the tree is normally hanging over the fence, I noticed that the gardener cut it back. So the lemons weren't there. I couldn't believe it. So I missed my opportunity, but not really, because I have friends and you have friends. I have friends that have lemons. In fact, I have friends that have a lot of lemons. So when I put out the call to my friends for lemons, they showed up. So shout out to my girlfriend, Ann, and shout out to my girlfriend, Jessica, because they came a running and they gave me lemons, and I'm so glad, because you need a few to make this recipe. Now, before we get started with any recipe, what's the first thing we do is we gather all of our ingredients. So what do we need for this recipe? We need 1 3/4 cup of flour. Unbleached flour is what I prefer because it gives the bread a little bit more density. All right. We need 2 teaspoons of baking powder, not baking soda, baking powder. We need 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Those are our dry ingredients. Now for our wet ingredients, we need 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1 cup of evaporated milk. Now, let me pause here about the evaporated milk. We're going to make a mock version of buttermilk. So I recommend you use evaporated milk because I love the richness of evaporated milk, but you can use plain milk. But 1 cup of evaporated milk, and put 1 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice in that evaporated milk. Do that first and then let it sit and it will start to thicken like buttermilk. All right. You'll also need 1 tablespoon of lemon zest. Now, the best way to zest a lemon is with a microplane grater. Now, if you don't have one of those, you can use a regular grater, but why would you want to do that? Just get yourself a microplane grater. Google it, get one. You should have one in your kitchen anyway. It's a great way to do any kind of zesting of citrus fruits, and it's fast, it's easy, it's quick, it's painless, and it gets the job done. It can also be used to grate cheese, like Parmesan cheese over pasta, which I've got to make pasta soon. And you can use it for grating fresh nutmeg. So get yourself a microplane grater. You'll also need 2 large eggs, 2 teaspoons of extract. Now you can use 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract if you, you know, are not into lemon. You can use 1 teaspoon of lemon extract or in addition to 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. That's what I did a couple of days ago when I made this lemon bread. In fact, I'm making it again and I'll tell you why in a little bit. And, or you can use 2 teaspoons of lemon extract, which is what I prefer because I love the taste of lemon. I want amped lemon. I want my lemon bread, you know, on steroids. Well, not really steroids, but you know what I mean. I love lemon flavor. So those are the ingredients. So let's get started. I've got my oven set at 350 degrees, and so it's heating up right now. You're gonna need 2 bowls, one for your dry ingredients and one for your wet ingredients. So your dry ingredients, you're gonna add to your mixing bowl the 1 3/4 cup of flour. Then you're gonna add your 2 teaspoons of baking powder into that and 1 teaspoon of salt. Get that salt in there. So you're gonna whisk those ingredients together, all right? So you get those ingredients whisked together. Now for your wet ingredients, we're gonna add 1 cup of granulated sugar, which I already have in this bowl. And to that, we're going to add 1/2 cup of vegetable oil. Now you can use regular vegetable oil, you can use corn oil, you can use canola oil. For this recipe, I'm using vegetable oil because that's really all I had. Now remember that evaporated milk I talked about that had the teaspoon of lemon juice in it to help it, you know, curdle like buttermilk. You're gonna add that right on to the sugar and also the vegetable oil. You'll need 1/4 cup of lemon juice. So let's put 1/4 cup of lemon juice in here. All right, we've got that in there. And then we are going to add 1 tablespoon of lemon zest. So I've already got it grated. We're gonna get that spooned and we're gonna put it in here. All right, we've got that lemon zest in there. And then we are going to add our extract. Now I'm gonna add 2 teaspoons of lemon extract. But if you've never made this before, I would suggest you do 1 lemon and 1 vanilla. So I'm going to measure that. That is the lemon, and here is 1 teaspoon of lemon. So I've got that in there. All right, then we need, lastly, 2 large eggs. So I've got one that's already cracked, and I have another one that I am going to crack right here and put that, get this egg cracked in here. All right. Okay, so these are the wet ingredients, and we're gonna get these mixed up. Mix them really well. I'm gonna take the whisk that I use for the dry ingredients, and I'm gonna get this all whisked. Now you wanna mix it thoroughly. Make sure that the eggs get incorporated, and the oil, and the sugar, and all of that. Now I did mention, right, that I made lemon bread earlier this week, and now I'm gonna tell you why I made it again. Get this nice and mixed up. My oven apparently needs to be calibrated, I think, even though it's relatively new. All right, I just about got this done. And so I baked, the lemon bread bakes between 40 and 45 minutes. And I would suggest at 40 minutes, you pull it out, put the toothpick down the center. If it pulls out clean, then it's done. If it doesn't, you know you need to bake it a little longer. Well, I baked it for 45 minutes, so it was like golden brown, like bread. But I wanted it to be a little less brown because, you know, it's a sweet treat. So I decided to make it again. All right, I've got the wet ingredients incorporated. So we're gonna pour them into the dry ingredients like that. Okay, and then I'm gonna take the same whisk and I'm gonna whisk the dry ingredients into the wet ingredients. Now the cool thing about this recipe is you don't need a fancy stand hand mixer. You don't need one of those old school hand mixers, you know, like your grandma and your mom used to have. In fact, I still have one. All you need to do is just get these ingredients thoroughly incorporated, all right? And you don't have to overmix it. This is an easy recipe. So we get all that together and give it a taste. Mmm. Oh my God, that's so nice and lemony. This is gonna be nice. You're going to pour this batter into a 9x5 baking pan, and I have one here. Before you do that, make sure you spray it, get it nice and coated, all right? And once you get it all nice and coated, you take that batter, and then you slowly pour it into your sprayed 9x5 loaf pan, all right? A lot of times when I'm in here baking, I think of my grandson, Eli, who loves to be in the kitchen. And if he was in here, he'd be fighting me for this bowl, fighting to lick the batter out of the bowl. And it is quite tasty. But since he's not here, I'm not leaving a drop of batter in here. Okay. We're going to get it all into the baking dish. All right. So we're going to take this baking dish into our oven. That is finally at 350. Yay. Open it up and we're going to pop that bread in there. And close that oven. So as I said, it takes about, check it at 40 minutes. Don't do what I did. Don't check it at 45 because that 5 minutes made all the difference in the world. So after it is baked and it's done and you've proven, you've done the toothpick test, and you have proof that it's done, let it cool completely. Now, to frost or not to frost, to glaze, or not to glaze? Well, it's really up to you. But because I wanted a sweet treat, something that was a little bit sweet, I decided to make a frosting. Now, the frosting is so super simple. To a little bowl, a cute bowl, add a cup of powdered sugar, and then start off with a tablespoon of fresh lemon juice. You know the lemons that you gathered from your friends? A tablespoon of lemon juice. Mix that together. Now, if it's a little thick, if you're going for an icing, maybe add another half a teaspoon of lemon juice in there, stir it around a little bit until you get it to the consistency that you want for an icing. If you just want a straight up glaze, go ahead and put 2 tablespoons of lemon juice in there, whisk it around, and then pour it over your cooled lemon bread. For me, I decided I want a glaze. So not a glaze, but rather an icing. So my frosting is a little thicker. But what does this lemon bread taste like? Let me just try and explain it to you, because I do have a piece that's sitting here that I made earlier. That's a little golden brown that I want it to be. This lemon cake, or this lemon bread rather, it is lemony. Like I said, I used the two teaspoons of lemon extract, but it's lemony and it's moist and it's light and it's luscious and it's lovely. And it just hits me in my comfort zone. It is a delightful little lemony bread, and it's so quick and simple and easy to make. If you've got friends that have lemons, and even if you don't, just go get some, make this lemon bread. It is delightful and your family will love it. And it's so quick and easy to make. I want to encourage you to keep cooking, to keep enjoying your time with your family, because I know this pandemic is just kind of a weird thing, but the benefit is we get to connect with family. And really strengthening those bonds in the relationships that we have. And what better way to do it than cooking and over a meal. I want to thank you for listening. My lemon bread is in the oven. I've got a few more minutes. Well, probably another 35 before I can pull it out. And we're going to do it again. This time I'm going to do it right. But thank you for listening. Pop over to collardgreensandcaviar.com and check out a lot of the tasty recipes that I have there. And follow me on Instagram at Collard Greens and Caviar. I want to thank you for joining me. We will cook soon and we will eat soon as well. Thank you again. Have a great, great day. All right. Take care now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.